Well, a couple of days ago, Johnny Millman pulled off a miracle against Roger Federer, but he couldn't quite do it against Novak Djokovic yesterday. Good morning, Roger Rashid.
Good morning. I do love my AFL. Got up early and watched it, and I loved it. As you said, 91,000 man on man, throwing it all out there. You love finals footy at all codes, I think, when nothing's left behind, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You certainly do. What type of a beast though is Dustin Martin, Rog? You'd love to train him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you finally get over that hurdle where you actually believe that you can do anything out there, and no one actually can actually damage you. It makes a massive difference as well to an athlete, doesn't it? I mean, because they elevate their game to another level because of their lack of fear of, I suppose, of the opponent. They respect the opponent, but they don't fear anyone they stand. So, and look, you know, John Millman did that on the court. He went out there again for the second time and didn't fear his opponent and respected himself to actually, you know, to say that I'm out here to win this tennis match and I'm not playing the opponent and their results and their ranking, etc. I'm just playing an opposition up the other end. And he set himself so well. It was a battle. We knew it was going to be a little bit of a slugfest as far as there was going to be extended rallies. They both covered roughly about the same. They were within metres of each other at the end of the match as far as distance covered. So there was a lot of work done. Novak had to desperately earn that move into the semi-finals, and John could hold his head up high and walk off that court because he left it all out there. Probably didn't play as tennis was different. We knew he was going to get a player who was going to limit the unforced errors, extend the rallies, so expose him a little bit more. So he couldn't quite hurt Novak as he was doing Roger. Roger played with a lot more variety, made some really poor unforced errors. John served better against Roger. So it was a different kind of matchup, but it was intriguing to watch it unfold as well.
And what about Nishikori? Outstanding performance against Chile.
Yeah, look, you know, it's one of those things. Hasn't had a lot of tennis. Has been sort of a little bit injured up and down this year. So it hasn't been the continuity that Nishikori would have liked. But you know, as I said, it was always a razor edge tennis match. That one, both players play a game that suits each other. Ball goes into their pockets pretty nicely, and it was just going to be. It was an up and down tennis match. It wasn't the highlight tennis match that we've seen throughout the tournament. The men's side has been remarkable, in my opinion. The women's have had some really big matches as well, but the men's have really played some remarkable, insane tennis throughout the course of the US Open, especially the back end. So he takes on Novak again. A lot of it's going to be grueling off the back of the court. There's going to be extended rallies. They've both done a fair bit of work. It just becomes the moment. It's who's going to limit the errors and who's going to actually take their opportunities. I think the serving for Nishikori is the key. He hasn't got as a direct serve in relation to what ball comes back than Novak does. Novak's a lot more positional on his serve, and I think that's one thing I'm going to be looking for, to see how he actually tries to negate Novak's returning ability.
Okay, I'm going to give you $100 on each of these games, and I need some quick tips, mate. Nadal, sure. $1.58 against Del Potro, $2.35.
Had 2 days rest. I lead Nadal, but they'll play a long match, I think.
How many sets, please?
I'm going the distance.
5 sets. Yeah, well, they're marathon men. There's no doubt about that. Nishikori, $5.50 against Djokovic, $1.14.
Yeah, from this time of match tournament, I lead Novak in four.
Novak in four. In the women's, we've got Serena, $1.15. Svetostova at $5.
Yeah, second coming for Svetostova. She retired and came back out of retirement in 2015, 28-year-old. I lean Serena. Just this time, the roof's going to be closed, boys, because we've got thunderstorms coming in and rain. So hopefully the temperature stays down. Heavy humidity still. But I lean Serena, perfect conditions for her to serve, and she's elevated that throughout the tournament.
Madison Keys taking on the young Japanese girl, Naomi Osaka.
This is going to be a great tennis match. Two big hitters. First time semi-finalist for Naomi. Does she believe she can beat Madison? Madison's gone into a final last year. I'll have to go Madison just on the fact that she's been in this position before and getting to a final.
Alrighty-o, Madison Keys. It's pretty exciting for Japanese tennis, whether you've got Nishikori and Osaka, both in the men's and women's semi-finals. That'd be the first time in a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah, first time ever in an open era. So you had two semi-finals, but more so, you know, Nishikori's been around for a long time. He's grabbed the country of Japan for a long time. Naomi also, she's put herself out there, but she hasn't had this result, which does grab the audience and the female audience over there as well. And they'll be glued to their TVs tonight. There's no doubt about that when she steps on court, because that's a massive moment for her. She's a big hitting tennis player, two massive ball strikers. They hit the ball heavy through the court. She's a believer. It's whether this moment captures her or not. And that's, you know, when you walk out onto that court, she's been there before now a couple of times, but this is a semi-finals. It's a, you know, it's to get into a final of a major. You know, those things can, they either make you or they actually find you out. And but so far, she's been pretty calm. She's got a great nature. And as I said, when you're a heavy ball striker and you like swinging at the ball, you don't tend to play with as many nerves as someone who needs to caress the ball and actually, you know, and manage the ball around the court. You know, you're a swinger. You can actually hit a few, miss a few. It's generally the way you play a little bit anyway. So I think she's going to play a good tennis match. There's some big tennis on this court tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And Serena, she makes another final. That's a hell of an effort after the birth of her child.
You're hilarious, you are. Back to the 70s with the old swinging parties, the old car keys in the bowl at the front door. You're a beauty. Good on you, Rog.
Love it. See you, boys.